Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, a Small Business Advocate. And ladies and gentlemen, you know how I'm often called Mr. Gracious, Mr. Humble? Well, we have Mr. Presentation here today. His name is Tony Geary. Tony has personally taught hundreds of the world's top CEOs how to be more effective in their presentations. Now, you might just be thinking about presentations in terms of the big formal ones with all the audiovisual stuff and all the PowerPoint presentations. But Tony says that life is a series of presentations. In fact, he wrote a book about that subject, and he's with us today to talk about it. Tony, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good morning.
Good morning to you. It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book. And, folks, that's the title, Life is a Series of Presentations. Congratulations, Tony.
Thanks, Jim. We spent 3 years putting this together, and we really are excited about talking about it. So hopefully we can share some good things that all your listeners would like to know about.
Well, you know, I know that not to put too fine a point on it, but I'm going to take a little bit of issue with you because I know you spent 3 years putting your book together, but the truth is you spent your lifetime writing it, didn't you?
That's exactly right. For the last 17 years, formally, I've been working with, as you said, some of the top CEOs around the world, and I've touched thousands of people as my personal clients or in my audiences, and have picked up simple practices that we put in life as a series of presentations to help people be better with the opportunities they have every day in front of them.
Let's spread the presentation landscape out before our audience here a little
Excellent.
Bit and give
Excellent.
Them an idea about what a presentation could be.
Okay. Think about this. If you ask the question, Jim, and I do this often, how many presentations does the average person make in a given week? So perhaps your listeners right now may be asking themselves that.
And they're thinking of, okay, let's see, I had a proposal yesterday, I got a demo tomorrow, so that's two.
Right, and that's exactly. Most of the time we go towards the formal planned meetings or presentations that we have. And yet what I like to do is to ask people to think a little deeper, and what do we mean by presentations? And they usually do. And they think about, well, what about my phone presentations? And people usually make tens or dozens of phone presentations in a given week, whether it's professionally or personally. You think about the 101s, the impromptus, even the e-presentations, Jim. How many e-presentations, electronic email, do we make in a day?
Exactly.
You know, and there's literally dozens and hundreds of presentations every week. And again, that's why we wrote Life as a Series of Presentations, to bring to life that those are opportunities every day that we can make or break in business and personally.
You know, like we didn't already have enough pressure, Tony, now you're telling us that everything we do has this moment. But we need to take a deep breath a little bit and I think realize that we're probably better at it than we think in some ways, but in other ways, maybe we need a little help.
Sure, and I believe, and we talked about in Life as a Series of Presentations, that just having a good conversational tone, being real, is very important. Now, we put together eight simple practices, Jim, that are in a mnemonic called I Present, the I, the P, the R, the E, the S, the E, the N, the T. And I'd love to talk a little bit about some of those and maybe share it right now with your listeners.
I'd like for you to do that. Go ahead.
Now, of course, I want them to go out and grab the book. Please, I know that. But I also want to make it very valuable for them in this presentation here so that as they're spending a few minutes of their time, they're getting some kernels that would be valuable for them.
Go ahead, Tony. Let's do that right now.
Okay, the first one. Let's just pick the first one, and we can kind of bounce around. The first one is involving the audience. How many times do we see it where people, they get a little nervous, and they want to be stronger? If you have the concept of simply involving the audience, that's a huge deal, where you're asking questions like you're doing with me.
Mm-hmm.
If you do it right, you actually have a breathing space, and that breathing space gives you a few seconds or a few moments to actually think a little bit and then make your presentation and continue your presentation.
And it gets it gives them a little bit of ownership, too, doesn't it?
Absolutely. That engagement is huge on buy-in. So our business listeners out there that are wanting to be more persuasive and more influential, huge piece, you're right. That involvement and engagement does impact buy-in or influence or persuasion. And, again, a lot of people are going to be looking at the work and the research that we've done in Life as a Series of Presentations as a tool to help them be more persuasive.
One of the things I found, the reason when I see people not doing that, I've done that all my life. I love doing it because I would rather have a conversation than to do a soliloquy or an oratory or some kind of a sermon. But when I see people who don't do that, it's almost like they're afraid that somebody's going to bring something up that they're not ready for.
And one of the things that me and my co-authors have put together in here is a concept about not going for perfection, but going for excellence.
Right.
That's a big relief for people that you know, people aren't looking at trying to make you look bad. And yes, you might have a tough question, but if you go up in any kind of presentation and you be yourself and you're real, then you don't have to worry. You know, you might make mm-hmm. a mistake. You might fumble on a word, but people aren't going to go home and go, oh, wow, he mispronounced one word, you know. It's like
right.
people want you to be real. And in this work, In Life is a Series of Presentations, we are really advocates for the fact that you should be real, be conversational, just like you and I are. Just mm-hmm. We're just real people. You know,
well, the other thing that you got to be prepared to do, if you want to get the folks involved and you're willing to take whatever happens, you got to be prepared to have a little humor with it too, don't you? Because
no doubt.
Especially at your own expense.
I talk about a concept called business entertainment, and we believe that there's appropriate humor or fun that can be put into any kind of presentation, whether it's with your kids or whether it's in an office, whether it's an interview. Do you believe this, that when people are smiling, they're having more fun, they're more receptive to your message?
Tends to be that way, doesn't it?
It does, and so many people today, they give boring meetings. I mean, they're flat boring. And I ask them to raise their hand, how many of you, when I'm speaking to a group, how many of you give boring business meetings? And, you know, those hands go up. And I go, do you think people want to have be part of a boring meeting? We talk about how to bring appropriate business entertainment to life so that people smile, they enjoy the experience, and they want to hear the message. Mm-hmm. Again, whether it's formal or informal, it's a big piece to the puzzle.
What's the next letter that you'd like to support? We're going to have time for about two or three of these.
Okay, well, let me tell you about one that I think is huge for our listeners, is the explaining the why. That's one of the most simple of the eight that we talk about here, and explaining the why. How many times, Jim, do you see when people forget to give the why, give the reason of why? And oftentimes when we're giving a presentation, we want people to take action. Would you agree?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
We want them to think differently. We want them to do something. We want them to buy into something. And if you fail to give the why, you're really missing a big piece to the puzzle. And we explain that as one of the eight core practices in Life as a Series of Presentations.
Tony, stand by. Folks, the book is called Life as a Series of Presentations, 8 Ways to Punch Up Your People Skills at Work, at Home, Anytime, Anywhere. Tony, tell us where the book's available.
Fortunately, we've got the book on all the Walmart shelves. So if
really?
You're walking in a Walmart store, please stop by the bookstore, bookshelves, and grab one there. It's in Sam's Clubs. It's in all the major bookstores, Amazon, Walmart.com, airports.
It's wherever everywhere. Fine books are sold, in a couple of places where they're not so fine. It's 20 after. We're going to be back with our good friend, Tony Geary, the author of Life is a Series of Presentations, right after these messages. Stay with us. More to come. Back, it's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and Tony Geary is our new friend, ladies and gentlemen. Tony is the co-author, along with Kim Dower and J.E. Fishman, of a book called Life is a Series of Presentations. And, excuse me, my voice is going here. You know, folks, you know how much I love free things. Well, I was hoping to be able to take credit for Tony's free assessment, but I see now that he's preempted me because he's got it on his book. It says, take the free assessment. Usually, Tony, I try to take credit for the free things around here, but you're already offering this. So tell us about the free assessment.
Thanks, Jim. One of the things that we love to be able to help people with is to take a look at themselves. And we put together an assessment. It's a presentation assessment. And in 3 or 4 minutes on our website at TonyGeary.com, that's TonyGeary.com, people can go on our site and in just a few questions, find out a little bit about who they are as a presenter and about some simple things that they might want to do to be better in all their presentations. We think that that's a great start. If someone that's listening right now says, you know what, maybe there is a piece to the puzzle here in my presentations. Maybe it would affect my career. Maybe it would affect my business better if I tuned up my presentations. One of the best ways to start is to kind of check out our assessment. Again, it's less than 5 minutes, boom, and you can get a jump on understanding who you are as a presenter today and some things you might want to do.
Ladies and gentlemen, I really encourage you to do that. Of course, you know, as I say, we try to get as many free things or as big a discounts as we can negotiate for you. But check this out, because this is so important. You know, one of the things, Tony, that I've noticed is that, you know, I started selling back in the 60s, actually.
And, wow.
And so things, yeah, wow is a good way to say it. And things are different in the 21st century than they were in the 20th century. I mean,
they are.
And the thing is, if there's one thing that's different, is we all have the same 24 hours today as we had 20, 30, 40 years ago. But somehow it seems to be less of enough today than it was in those days. And so people aren't there. They may give you as much time today as they would have 30 years ago, but it's harder to earn that time, isn't it?
You think about it. Technology has really changed the complexity of the landscape, as you put it. And today, when you make a presentation, it's primo. The attention span that you have today is I believe, a little bit different than it was years ago. Would you agree with that?
There's no question about it.
There's so much information.
I mean, think about it. You walked into a purchasing agent's office 20 years ago, and you know, you waited your turn in the conference in the reception area, and when it was your turn, maybe a phone call came in, maybe somebody stuck their head in the door, but there wasn't a Palm Pilot or a BlackBerry and a cell phone and a phone and an email and an IM and all that. There wasn't all that going on either.
All these presentations are happening all day long. That's why we wrote Life as a Series of Presentations, because you're so right. We're giving presentations on our PDAs. We're giving presentations on the phone. We're giving three-way presentations, conference call presentations, and sometimes even in businesses, we're giving a presentation, a call comes in from our spouse or our kids, and we're giving presentations there. And that's the way it is today. That's just the way it is. We give
Tony,
the presentations in a day.
All right, now I think we've got everybody's attention about the fact that presentations are everywhere, but we've got somebody out there listening right now who's got a presentation to do on Friday.
Okay.
And it's a real presentation. I mean, it's a dress-up, Sunday go-to-meet-and-close kind of presentation with PowerPoint presentation. It's already. Let's help those people out. We've got about 2 minutes. What's the best thing you could tell them to make sure that they have the maximum opportunity to knock their audience's socks off?
Great question. Two things to knock their socks off. One is to prep the audience. So many times we forget that we can do a pre-presentation. That depends on the invite, the way we send an email ahead of time, how we give them a handout or something to look at before we even get to the presentation. The one thing that I would suggest, Jim, is people prep the audience if they can.
Send them a letter saying, I'm looking forward to talking to you.
And here's some of the benefits of what we'll be talking about. And it could be an email, or it could be something you drop into their box, depending on the type of presentation.
Mm-hmm.
Even sometimes if it's a one-on-one presentation, you might send it to the person's assistant or something, mm-hmm. and that person could pass it on. So that's one. The second one is to make sure you know your audience. What's on their mind and that relates to your subject? People miss that. Make sure. I'm asking the listeners to really ask themselves that question, to know their audience and to know what's on their mind as it relates mm-hmm. to your presentation topic.
Mm-hmm. And of course, I know this seems... I know this seems kind of elementary, folks, but I do need to say it because some of you may not understand this. Make sure you know who the decision makers are.
Absolutely, absolutely, and it's not always the people you think. You know, you got to really do your homework and know the audience and know if it's a group. How about this one, Jim? Sometimes people miss this. They try to present to a person or a group that's not the decision maker, that are the influencers that are going to be cascading the message
right.
to the real decision makers. And
right.
if you don't prep for that and prep them for that, then your message is not going to be cascaded, or your presentation is not going to be cascaded to the extent it could be. And again, in Life as a Series of Presentations, we talk about how to cascade that message consistently so that you get the influence and persuasion and the buy-in.
I've seen people blow right over the secretary to get to, you know, who they thought was a decision maker, and it turns out that the decision maker gave the proposal to the secretary and said, "Here, you decide."
Huge. They are huge, and you got to think about it. When you're presenting, that all the pieces to the puzzle make a difference.
Yeah,
and people miss that a lot.
Tony, give us your website one more time.
It's TonyGeary.com, TonyGeary.com. Invite everybody, Jim, to come check out. We got like 14 different freebies that relate to presentation.
We like free
impact.
Stuff. Tony, will you come back again?
Absolutely, Jim. Absolutely.
We'll do it again. We'll do it again real soon. Life is a series of presentations. Thanks, Tony. Quick break. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.